Thank you for calling RDI Diamonds. This is Garrett. How can I help you?
Hi, Garrett. It's Lola.
Hey, Lola. What's happening?
Not much. How are you?
Oh, it's all starting. Everything's getting busy, busy. And things are starting to go.
Well,
so
that's good.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah.
Everything good over there?
Everything's great here.
Yeah, you guys are always rocking.
Thursday. I keep thinking it's Thursday, but it's Wednesday. So.
You know, I had the same issue, too. I woke up this morning, and because we have different late nights and stuff, and I usually stay on Thursdays, and I was like, oh, God, I've got to stay late at the office today. And I'm like, oh, it's Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
But what's up? What can I help you with?
Well, I replied back to your email that...
Yeah, you need some for the weekend.
Yes. So can I get 3 diamonds?
Whatever you need. Long as they're in-house. If you got P numbers.
Well, they said available. Available.
Let's see if it's telling me.
So the first one is P305946. It's exactly 1-carat oval GVS2 for $35.75.
Yep, got that one.
And then P305632. It's a 120 RBC HVS2 XXX 4860.
Got it.
I like that. And P305655 is 101 RBC HBS2 XXX at 41.1575.
So two rounds in a
total? Yes, that looks like the other one I want is out. That looks like a good make. It's not that deep compared to the other ones.
Oh, they're both phenomenal.
Okay.
Are they a match pair? No, they're not a match pair.
No. I just want to show. So I like the 120, and I really like the 101. So
okay.
I have a potential client coming in this weekend, so I'd like to show them both.
And are they between
and
an oval?
And then an oval sent for somebody else.
Oh, wow.
And then I just sold last night one from that I got from you, but that we've had in stock. I sold an EVS2 at a carat. So
nice.
That was exciting.
Yeah, my gosh, the diamonds are rolling.
Yeah, well, my record is 6 in one day, and I used to do lots of 4s and 5s, but I've never been able to sell more than 6 diamonds in one day.
That's a lot of diamonds, Lila. I'm going to ask. That's actually an interesting question. I'm going
to
have all my reps, too. We're going to ask all of our jewelers today, what's the most diamonds you ever sold in one day? And a tennis necklace doesn't count. That's one item.
I'm talking about like a diamond and an engagement ring. So
engagement.
Six,
you sold 6 engagement rings.
In one day. That was my record. That was when I used to work for Diamond. I used to work for Diamonds Direct. I used to buy and sell diamonds for them too.
What was that like? I don't work with any Diamonds Direct. We sell to them a little bit, but I don't personally. One of the other reps, real hit and miss with them.
When I work with them, it was still owned by the Arabov Group, and then about the time I was on my way out, they were being bought by a company, which then bought by a company, and now I think it's all owned by Signet, isn't it?
Probably.
So anyway, I would sell 4 a lot a day and 5, but 6 was my record. I never went past 6, and it was anywhere from like a half carat to like a 3.5 carat. I remember that one day.
Wow.
So
wow.
I'm getting
there
here. It's just here it's so different than there.
Yeah,
it was kind of grueling. It was just a whole different type of...
Harder selling too, right? Like more
well,
of
it
like
was a... It was a draw, so that was tough.
It was a draw. What does that mean?
So I was given a base salary, and then you had to earn that back before your commission kicked in.
Okay. All right.
So it's called a draw.
Okay.
So back, I guess it was back, I mean, this was a while ago, like 2012 maybe. So I think I had a base of 50,000, and then I had to earn that back. So, I mean, you had the potential to make a lot of money. I mean, there was volume.
Yeah.
It was just a lot. And, you know, we had a lot of support, though. You know, we were only selling. We had somebody do all of our appraisals, all of our ordering. I mean, we would enter it, but we had the whole back office for support on handling our special orders and all of that. And gift
That's
wrapping,
huge.
It was all handled. So we were just like a machine on the
sales
floor.
I mean,
and it was,
they've absolutely
they train
like,
you.
Disrupted
yeah.
you know, markets, you know, they throw a diamond strike down, and it, people feel it. People feel it.
Yeah.
And yeah. Low margin. So, like, on the draw, was it 50,000 in, obviously, like, profit that you had to make? So, like, if it was a $5,000 item and you made $2,000 on it, that was 2,000 against the 50, or was it gross number?
Well,
it
was,
like, that's
like
one diamond if you're...
So, yeah, I mean, if you had a really big sale, it depends on the profit on that stone, though.
Gotcha. Okay.
So we always had to have a GP. Our GP always had to be across the board at a 1.5. I mean,
okay.
He basically let you run your own business. It was awesome. I didn't have to ask a thing. I just knew what I could do. And I used to rob Peter to pay Paul a lot.
Okay. Gotcha.
So, like, if my margin on one sale was, like, a 1.48 and I had room on another diamond, because you could see everything. You know how to finagle. So maybe on the next sale I got a 1.6. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It balanced it out. They didn't make, you know, he wanted every sale, but, like, one I had I never had a skinny deal. We worked with this one guy. His deals were super skinny, and we were like, you're going to get us in trouble. As a company in whole.
Yeah.
But he made it up. So, you know, I never had any skinny deals, and I did a skinny deal, and he looked at me, and I was like, I got it. He laughed. I said, don't worry, I'm covered. He was like, okay, good.
Yeah.
So
on average, so, like, to make ideas, and that's so funny because, like, some people, the budget works. You can get more out of it. That is what it is, right?
Yeah, because we bought it maybe at a better deal.
Yeah.
And, yeah. It was really interesting. I learned so much from working in that business, letting me run my own little business. I mean, but I was trained for 6 weeks and was taught strategies and stuff, and I already knew. I mean, I've been selling diamonds for a lot, but it's like there's a lot that I didn't really know or didn't make sense until you work into that kind of environment, and I've taken it with me in other stores and stuff like that. So... You know, it was hard. My kids were at home and they weren't driving, so, you know, I worked a lot. I worked a lot. But, you know, I had health insurance completely covered, paid vacations, 401k, so there were some perks.
That's awesome for a sales job like that? Like,
yeah.
That's,
yeah.
It sounds like, I mean, again, like, I always get mom and pop's bad-mouthing diamonds direct, but it sounds like it was a good place to work.
Well, it was. It's a lot. I mean, it's hard if you have a family.
Yeah,
and,
retail in general, right?
Yeah, but I left because I started managing a store, and I basically was I could make the same amount of money that I had made the last year at Diamonds Direct, but, you know, I got 2 days off in a row, and then I got commission on what the store sold, so it actually ended up being a better for me, so I left to go do that. And it was a mom and pop store. It just worked out really well. So anyway, I don't so I did learn a lot, but that was my record 6 in one day.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna canvas and I'm gonna see and I'm
yeah, but that was
that
way
are...
before you know, that was way before there was anything lab.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing, too, is, like, I'm not going to count lab-grown. This is natural only. What's the most naturals you've ever sold in one day?
6.
Lab-grown, you know what I mean, is, like, I'm not going to count
like,
that as a,
yeah.
You could probably.
No, I've never, so 6 is still my record on natural.
Woo, man. Well, we're going to go
there
for, we're going to go for 2 on Friday. Do, if you could ask if Sarah would like to replace the 1-carat E that you sold, let me know and I can throw a replacement 1-carat in the box.
Okay. Well, no,
okay.
I think we're going to do this for right now. And
I'm here.
And let me see what my customer is interested in. So
I love it.
No promises. And the other diamonds you should get back. I would have kept those, but they just were so low, you know.
Right. No, they weren't your
They were
mobile.
So. No, and they were specifically for that guy. And,
yeah. What did he end up doing?
Well, he was a visiting faculty from out of town, and he kind of had a time frame. And I don't think he – anyway, and she lived in Missouri and St. Louis, and I think he just ended up, and then when he was emailing me after I ordered the diamonds, he wanted to know all about our financing, and I was like, I don't think this guy's our client, and I just said, you know, being a small business and local business, we do not offer third-party financing, and then he did send me a really nice text or email saying that he just decided to buy something at home, and she lives there, and it's probably just for the best. So I said to keep us in mind for other jewelry things.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it was fine.
Good.
And, yeah.
Good.
Well, I just worry about what I can sell here. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's all good. It seems to be picking up. People more interested in Christmas.
And earlier than normal, I've noticed.
What?
Earlier than normal. Like, I've got a lot of jewelers that have been sending me photos of packed, you know, shoulder-to-shoulder jewelry store or showrooms, and, like, in small mom-and-pops, too. And people just seem to be out shopping.
Well, I have a ring that I'm going to deliver today. You saw it was a two-carat, lab-grown RBC that I got from you. And that's, the mounting's finally in, and we're going to set the stone. So that hopefully that will go out this afternoon. I've already done the appraisal for that. So
awesome.
Yeah, but things are
picking up.
Are coming along. So people still get married.
That's right.
In this crazy
world
that we live in.
The world that isn't it is that the world still turns. It's crazy out there. But the only thing we can do is take care of each other, right? People that you know, that you see in the justice.
I'm just looking forward to February when my son gets married. So
it's gonna be so much fun.
I know. I can't wait. So.
We'll get.
Send you a picture, I think.
Oh, you have to. You have to. And again, like.
Yeah, we'll be pretty gussied up, so.
Oh, very nice. See, I love those kind of events. I love getting. I mean, I dress up more than the average bear every day.
Well, that's
anyway,
because you're the old soul.
That's right. Right. I mean,
because
I always am flaxing a button up. They always joke with me too, because even when I'm homesick, I have jeans and a button up on. You know.
That's funny.
And they're like, why aren't you in pajamas? You need to get better. I'm like, this is just what I'm not weird, Tammy. I'm not weird.
That's
anyway,
funny.
Stop
eavesdropping.
All right.
Okay.
But I'll talk to you soon, and I'll get these in the mail. They'll be there tomorrow morning.
Okay, perfect. Thanks,
Garrett. Let me know if you need anything else. Have a good
Alrighty. Day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.